Blog Talk Radio.
We've got some difficult days ahead.
A 1-2, a 1-2. First off, if you and I were together, you'd have to tell me, baby, let up. Your ex left your heart cold like the weather. I warm it up like a sweater, better. Nobody does it, no human being ever captures my full attention, like what I see right now when I'm staring at you. You gotta sound so wild, that's why I'm getting at you. See, hey, you caught my eye when I passed your hood, like some sneakers in the window, colors seem so good. And I rush it, like damn, I got a hat old. Water blue, 10 and a half, I got a grad old. And none of the others sitting on that shelf fit so perfectly, like made for myself. Funny, to think about it, like if you was a shoe, then my love would be money and this hook would be true. I only wanna give it, wanna give it to you, girl. I say I only wanna give it, wanna give it to you, girl. I say I only wanna give it, wanna give it to you, girl. I say I only wanna give it to you, girl. And you match my demeanor, cleaner like Air Force, Chuck Taylor, or Adidas. Classic, all white, call it fashion. I got to have it, show you I'm passionate. Laughing when these other so-called dimes try to get my attention, A-D-D-O-I. I'm not interested. Picture you, you get naked. You're the only chick that I wanna be sexing. Invested in the crib with a view, so you can see the world while I'm digging in you. Funny, to think about it, like if you was a shoe, then my love would be money and this hook would be true. I only wanna give it to you, girl. I say I only wanna give it to you, girl. I say I only wanna give it to you, girl. I say I only wanna give it to you, girl. I want to, 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 I want to. I want to, I want to. I said I only wanna give it to you, girl. I said I only wanna give it to you, girl.
Ayo, 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 what it do? It's your boy Hollywood at I Am Hollywood everywhere. This is Hollywood and Friends every Sunday, 3 p.m. We here. I'm flying solo today right now. Renoir had another gig, and Miss Judy, I'm not sure what happened last night, but I'm sure she's going to stumble in here shortly. But in the meantime, in between time, thank you for everyone who always tune in every week. Fat shouts to y'all. Yo, let me tell y'all what we're going to be talking about today in the meantime, though. Pepsi, they released this new ad, and it got a lot of people talking. It features Kendall Jenner, you know, Kardashian. And it didn't really go over too well. I don't know what they was thinking, but we're going to talk about that. We're also talking about Rachel Dolezal. We haven't heard about her in a while. She's the white lady who pretended to be black, and then she got outed. Like, she was even in charge of a chapter of the NAACP, and it was like this whole big thing. I'm sure all of you guys remember that. But she's back in the news, and we're going to talk about exactly why. It's the funniest shit in the world. Also, we're talking about French Montana. He's kind of, this show, just a heads up, it kind of has a lot of like racial things that has been going on throughout this whole week. So what's hot in the blogs is a lot of racial type shit, including French Montana with what he said. He tweeted somebody, you know, celebrities got this access to their fans now with like Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and all that, and they actually talking to the people. So this one girl said something to French Montana on his Twitter, and he tweeted back something, and it involved like nappy hair or some shit. I'm gonna tell you exactly what he said and why a lot of black women and black people in general was like, what? Hold on. Suge Knight, Tupac was recently inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's a big look. And Suge Knight actually just came out saying who he says killed Tupac. Now, this was one of the biggest, like, murder mysteries in hip-hop, alongside Notorious B.I.G., who we still don't know who did that, really. But he revealed, and shockingly so, who he says killed Tupac. I couldn't really believe it. I don't know, but we're going to talk about that. Also, this children's book that's about to come out, and it's talking about Santa Claus. That's normal, right? But in this case, Santa Claus is not only black, Santa Claus is gay. That got a lot of people talking as well. So we're going to talk about that. Also, what blows mine is a little bit later. That's part of the show where you say what gets under your skin, what irks your nerves, and all that good stuff. But let's kick it off with the question of the day. If I'm not mistaken, this question of the day was inspired by the Shade Room. And it basically is a statement for you to complete. And it is, I am, it declare who you are. So I am blank, fill in the blank. So we got a bunch of responses on Instagram and all of that good stuff. And you guys are welcome to chime in at any point, 646-716-8544, and press 1. Or hit us up on our social media, at Hollywood and Friends on Instagram. And look who decided to join me and walk in the door. Judy, what up? What happened to you? What happened to your watch? What happened?
Shut up. I had a rough night.
I had a rough night. Say what up to the people.
What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Miss Judy. What up?
I don't even know if I want to ask you what happened last night, but how are you feeling, though? You good? You're alive?
Yeah,
that's
headache.
Good to see.
I got a headache.
Yikes. That's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst kind. So what you walked in on is me kicking it off with the question of the day. Declare who you are. I am blank. What do you say?
I don't know yet. What? I don't know yet. Fuck, what you mean?
Alright, I respect it. Let me read you some responses from
all right.
IG.
I got it.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah.
What is it?
I am strong. I am beautiful. I am woman.
Oh man. D Treasure Chest on IG says, I am overcomer, with the two hands up emojis. Miss Hershey says, I am blessed beyond measure. That's a good one. Tasha Chadrick says, I am a child of the king. It's Sunday. She's in that spirit. It's Palm Sunday, actually, too, for those who celebrated and was in church extra early this morning. I'm trying to think. For me, I am your daddy, nigga. Nah, I don't know. I'm gonna come back to it. But let's kick it off with the what's hot in the blogs, starting with Pepsi. Did you see the ad that Pepsi put out with Kendall? And a lot of people was mad because it was reminiscent of, you know, when a lot of black people were being murdered by police and the riots that were taking place. One in particular, I forget the young lady name, but the image that went viral is very similar to the image that Pepsi did with Kendall, where the girl, well, in one case, the police was kind of like, it looks like they're about to pull the girl. Like, I don't know, like, to get a, I don't know, maybe to arrest her or whatever. But in Kendall's case, she walks over with a Pepsi and hands the cop the Pepsi, and he drinks it, and all is well in the world again. So a lot of people was upset, saying that it's kind of like mocking in a sense, and some called it tone deaf, because it's kind of like you wasn't there, you're nowhere to be found when the real shit is really going down. Like, why are you, like, in a sense, mocking it? What you thought?
I think it was crazy. I think it was not thought out before they actually decided to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. They probably thought, oh, this is gonna be cool. This is gonna be, they're gonna respect it, because we're, in their mind, they're shedding light or something, or like, but nah. Y'all kind of making light. And the responses were swift, and without chill, and Pepsi decided to release a statement saying, they said Pepsi was trying to project a global message of unity, peace, and understanding. Clearly we missed the mark, and we apologize. We did not intend to make light of any serious issue. We are removing the content and halting any further rollout. We also apologize for putting Kendall Jenner in this position. You accept the apology?
No.
So many times. I'm just wondering, when will they get it?
Never.
Crazy. I know Kendall was crying in her hotel room. Immediately distraught. And we're going to see it play out on the next season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Jeez. Niggas was like, was there not anybody in that business meeting that could tell them, like, this might not be wise?
Crazy.
Yo, speaking of crazy and not wise, Rachel Dolezal is back in the news.
Oh my God, the trans black woman.
First off, and I'm not even trying to be funny here. Is transracial even a thing?
No.
I don't think so either.
Trans
like,
black.
Transracial. Like,
no, she said
if
she
anybody,
was black.
If anybody listening right now and you want to chime in on anything we're talking about, could call 646-716-8544 and press 1, or press 1 if you're on the line already. But so Rachel said it's harder to be transracial than transgender.
What? Huh?
She said, and she comparing this to Caitlyn Jenner. She said Caitlyn Jenner's story came out almost simultaneously with mine in 2015, so there was kind of this comparison. What's not similar is the stigma right now. There was stigma in the past for sure, and that still perpetrates, but there's more stigma for race fluidity than gender fluidity right now. And I don't think anybody would deny that. There was a time when we did call transgender and even gay and bisexual people crazy, with mental health issues and all these clinical terms, just stigmatized and rejected them. But she's now saying it's harder to be transracial. First off, you're not black though. I don't know. But even worse, she did an interview with this guy. It was the funniest shit in the world. And I can't remember what show it was, but I'm going to play y'all this clip of Rachel Dolezal. And she's speaking about black people getting, like, reparations and stuff from, like, everything that we've gone through back way back when with slavery and all of that. And she kind of is including herself in this mix. And just take a look, well, take a listen at how this guy responded to it.
Still haven't had reparations. We still haven't had like this healing, truth and reconciliation.
If we have reparations, would you begin to check?
No, I'm not. I don't actually identify as African American. I identify as Black. Like, would somebody who moved here from Nigeria get a check? No. There's a Pan African diaspora, so I'm part of the Pan. We all go back to Africa. We all have a Black mother eventually.
This is why I came from Nigeria with the good.
I felt like
slapping
her for that.
She said she's a part of the Pan. Yo, I read the funniest clip on the funniest comment on Instagram in regards to that clip. And the girl said, she's a part of the Pan. Which one? Peter Pan? Pan that they closed in Harlem? Frying Pan?
Oh, shit.
B2K's Pandemonium? Like, what?
Bitch is crazy.
Whose man's is this?
Rachel Dolezal. What was her name?
Rachel Dolezal. Rachel. Rachel Dolezal.
Stupid bitch.
She said,
nigga,
she don't
what
identify
did you
as
say?
African American. She identify as Black. She's a part of the Pan.
Dumb bitch.
Wish she come
back.
Well,
she could be whatever she want to be.
And you know she just had a Black baby, right?
Of course, all her kids is Black.
Jeez. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't mind you. Like. What's the word I'm looking for? Like, I don't mind you, like, respecting, like, the culture or, even if you want to, like, do things to, like, help out or anything like that, but when you, like, completely, like, just perpetrate the fraud, if you will, and claim to be, that's like some real mental issue, right?
Yeah, that's some real thing.
Like, she legit thinks she's Black.
No, she really
like
does.
I don't know if to be like honored or like
that. I was about to say the same thing. Like, it's like you confused. It's like you don't know if you should be like, bitch, shut up. Or you should thank
or
them
welcome.
For, you know,
like,
understanding,
oh, okay.
Right?
Hey, come on.
Yeah,
hey. Hey, what up? What up, homegirl?
Like, why would she want to be part of our struggle?
And you wasn't. That's the biggest thing.
Right.
Rachel, what are we going to do with you? Let's move on, though. Keep it on the racial tip. Your boy French Montana, he is in hot water for making a sideways comment about a young lady who is Black.
Oh, there's complaints
wrote,
about that?
Did I?
No, I'm talking about people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So she tweeted, the fact that French Montana thinks anyone cares about him with like one of those like crazy emoji faces.
Mm-hmm.
French Montana went in on her. He said, and I quote, "You musty, crusty, dusty, rusty asshole with them nappy ass poetic justice braids. Take your cum drinking, dick banging ass somewhere and be humble."
Mm.
Out of all of that, the one word that had so many people up in arms was nappy. Because, again, you know, just it kind of is a word that, I mean, in our, amongst us, it's kind of like, it is what it is, like, right? But coming from someone else, calling someone
who's
nappy,
someone else?
I guess, like, that's not Black, per se.
He is Black. It's up for debate. African.
I mean,
African. That's why I'm like, oh, they complain about that. Maybe because he's a black man with straight hair. But he's black.
He's Moroccan. He was born in he was definitely born in I think they said South Africa or something like that.
Right. So he's African.
Exactly. No.
Exactly.
The jury's
he's
still
black.
Out on that one.
He's black.
But that is what a lot of people was upset about. And French Montana responded. He said, "My son is black, and I was born in Africa. I lived there for 13 years. I ain't no punching bag, and I don't discriminate. Don't come for me."
Exactly.
She
started anyway. Fuck.
The jury is still out on that one.
She started it.
I mean, but at the end of the day, he was having a bad day that day. Cause that one little line, you let that affect you to that point. Like he had time that day. I don't know if he was on the tour bus, he had a long layover, but
like I said, he had time that day.
He was ready. Like, bruh. I don't know. You don't think it's a big deal, though?
No, I don't think it's a big deal because he's black. If he wasn't black, then I'd be like, nah, that's fucked up. But he's black, so what do you want to do? He just wasn't born with the black gene. How about that?
I don't know. I want to look. Now I want to look further into it. I want to know who's his mom and who's his dad? Like, where are they from? Like,
he said he was
from, but who are they? Because I don't care where you were born at. Like, but I'm gonna find out.
He's black. Leave him alone.
Yo, let's talk about Suge Knight. And he's saying he know who killed Tupac. Only is he saying Suge Knight.
Who?
You know, that was like, who's who? Who killed them?
Saying they know who killed Tupac.
Suge Knight says he knows who murdered Tupac.
Wow.
You would think if anybody knows, Suge Knight should know, right?
Right.
You won't believe who he said it was.
Who?
He said it was his wife.
His wife?
Suge Knight's wife killed Tupac, allegedly, according to Suge.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
Suge Knight's attorney wrote in a signed affidavit, he says Suge Knight has known for many years that Reggie Wright Jr., whoever that is, and Suge's ex-wife, Sharita, were behind the murder of Tupac and attempted murder of Suge Knight. What you think?
Because I want to know how that conversation happened that night. He just wants the bitch to go to jail.
Right? So, Suge Knight saying that. He's saying this now. Well, he didn't say this, but people are saying that he's revealing this now because he learned of the creation of some project called Tupac Assassination, The Battle for Compton. And so he decided to
snitch on a woman. Little Kim went to jail because she didn't want to snitch. Little Kim. Little Kim. Little Kim. You understand? A little woman named Kim. What's the joke? Because she didn't want to snitch. And you're Suge Knight. And you're snitching in jail on your ex-wife. How about that?
They're saying that Suge, that night, that Suge was the intended target, and Tupac was an accident.
Wait,
Suge
say
was
that
the
again.
Intended target. Suge Knight was the intended target. They're saying that night.
Could be possible. I mean,
the
shit is crazy.
It could very well be possible.
Wow. Amazing.
Huh.
That's crazy.
Her motive supposedly was power.
Power? To have power?
Power. Like, she wanted power.
Oh, she wanted to watch 50 Cent show Power?
He said, Suge wasn't
was
at the time. At the time, Suge wasn't divorced yet, and if he died that night, she'd get most of everything. So they said she went to the guy, what was his name again? Reggie Wright Jr., who was in charge of Death Row and ran it while Suge was in prison.
Mm-hmm.
So she went to him and conjured up a plot, I guess, allegedly.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. I wonder. I don't know.
It sounds like it could be possible too, right? But then again, come on, this nigga in jail, he gonna say whatever he gotta say. He got so much time to think. So, we don't know. I don't know. I don't believe you. You need more receipts.
Right. Sheesh.
You need more receipts.
So, let's take a little quick music break. But, the song that we're about to play is a new song from this young lady named Justine Darson. You might not know her name, but she's actually featured on my mixtape on the song called Baby. We did like this ode to Brandy. Not only is she featured on my mixtape, she's also featured on Trey Song's latest mixtape and Trey Song's new album that just came out like
Go Girl! Yes,
yeah,
honey. Which song?
The first song on the album on Tremaine, I forget what it's called, Come Over or something like that, but the very first song.
Okay.
She's featured.
Congratulations, boo. Yes.
Yeah. She's definitely making moves, and this song is dope. It's her first single, first time putting out a song of her own. She's always done like covers or like features, etc. And this song is called Let me get the acronym right. What I Got a Trip For. And the acronym is WIGTR. That's what she named it. Hashtag WIGTR.
Oh,
what I Got a Trip For.
That's cute. I want to hear it. Come on, let's go. That's cute.
Let's go. We're going to play this song. When we come back, we're going to talk about Kanye West going platinum, how Beyonce is the super influential. We already know this. Nivea, not the singer, the lotion company.
I was about to say, where's she been?
For putting out this ad that people are calling racist. I told y'all this show got a lot of racist topics today. But let's get into What I Got a Trip For by Justine Darson. We'll be right back. Voice is crazy.
Yeah. Never ever made time for you. No lie, I was thinking about taking a trip to your side of the city just to hold hands with you. I'm better than niggas just like you. You was just another name. You must have thought I was crazy. You had to think I was blind. I dodged the bullet when I ducked those feelings. You're not wasting no more of my time. No one I hear of, no one I hate. Bitches is basic, but it's cool. I ain't tripping over you.
What I got a trick for? You ain't my nigga.
Yes, I love it.
You ain't my man. Yeah, she bodied that. Special to you, Justine.
I want to see a video. Let's see a video, Justine. Let's go. I like that.
It's Justine. You guys can follow her on Instagram and Facebook and all that. ITZ, Justine. Justine Dawson. We're gonna play the song that she's featured on my mixtape on Baby a little bit later too. But let's move on to Kanye West made history by the first album to go platinum.
Oh, I thought she was gonna say. I thought she was gonna say the first man to stay married to Kim Kardashian for the longest.
I mean, that too. Hilarious. But yeah, Off Streams Alone, his album just went platinum. It was streamed over 3 billion times, which equates to 1 million record sales. 3 billion
plus.
What's
up. Congratulations, Kanye.
Definitely. Definitely.
He's been out of the limelight. He's been out of it lately. Haven't seen him around.
Yeah, I don't know. People think he's in the sunken place.
I was about to say, get out, Kanye. That's probably why he used to bug out when paparazzi used to take pictures of him.
Son, mind blown.
Remember that time he bumped into the stop sign?
Son,
when he used to just start fighting. Remember?
I remember. Mind blown.
Yeah.
That could very well be true.
Mm-hmm.
Sheesh.
And they found the way to control it a little better.
You know what's crazy? The fact that it is kind of like unheard of and kind of got swept away, but his tour, like he was on a tour, and remember he started randomly just stopping the shows and shit. Like it went from like stopping it like almost over to halfway through to not even starting the show. Everybody in there, and
not even coming,
just not even coming,
and
then canceled the whole shit. And it's kind of like nobody even like.
Said nothing.
Nobody even talking about it anymore.
So I bet you best to stop right now.
I'm curious to see how his new album or something, if he even does one, like would do. Like Sheesh. All right, let's move on.
That's
to
crazy.
Beyonce. She's named the most influential and lucrative star on social media. I'm not surprised. One Facebook post by Beyonce is worth more than $1 million in advertisement, more than any celebrity on earth.
Wow.
Wow.
That's sick.
Beyonce is now the most valuable personality on social media.
That's why everybody's trying to find out what's her snap. Finding her snap would be like finding the cure to cancer or HIV.
Right?
Or HIV, like, literally.
And what's funny is they say that this is even more impressive because when you consider she's only the 22nd most followed person online. I'm curious to know who's the number one most followed
one,
person
right?
online. She's, for her to be 22.
Who's number one?
Like, I gotta look that up now. But yeah, that's definitely big. But it just goes to show, like, how, because for one, she doesn't, like, overpost. So when she do post, people, like, look and want to see what it is and all that.
Mm-hmm.
She's not on there like just posting like you see a lot of other people doing. It's just kind of like a mystery about it. But yeah, that's big. Yo, when them babies get here though,
it's over.
It's gonna be over. It's Clovis. It's gonna be breaking the internet. I wonder how she's gonna reveal it. You know, she always gotta do something like extra. Like, she probably, like, rent out the whole Times Square or some shit. And put them up on every screen.
On every, right? You know, they always over the top. Always gotta set the ball.
Mm-hmm. She might live stream her birth.
And now everybody that, yeah, all right. And now everybody that had twins before her gonna be sitting there looking stupid. So she gonna do some over the top. Oh God! I feel sorry for anybody who has twins next coming after her, or even gets pregnant for that matter.
Oh man! So Nivea put out this new ad. I'm gonna show you a picture of it, and a lot of people are upset because they're thinking it's promoting like the whole white supremacy thing, perpetrating it.
Mm-mm.
They put out an ad and there's a lady sitting on the bed, her back is turned, and the tagline says "White is purity."
What?
Now they're talking about their latest deodorant and how it's invisible, solid, or some shit like that. But people think
there's always
an underlying message.
Right, exactly.
In the ad.
Yes, I think so.
And I low key can agree because it. A lot of people think they slick and they always trying to do stuff that figuring like, oh, nobody's gonna know. Or even if somebody know, like, whatever, it's controversial.
Because
now they pulled the ad. Like, if your intent was pure, like you're saying this deodorant is, like, why would you need to pull the ad?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the first time.
They know what it is. They know what it is, and the person responsible for it probably got fired, too. But meanwhile, they accepted it and put it out there.
Right. There was another ad. You can see it right here, too, in the same one I just showed you, where they was criticized because in this ad is a black guy, and in his hand, he's holding what is supposed to be his own head. But this head has an afro on it, and he looks like he's getting ready to throw it. and the tagline says, "Re-civilize yourself." And the new guy has, like, you know, more clean shaven and all that, and he looks like he's throwing the Afro head across the parking lot. Re-civilize
what?
Yourself, so.
For who?
Yeah. It's Nivea.
For what
stuff.
Company? Nivea?
Nivea.
Oh, no, they wildin'. They want some of my love shit.
Yep.
They on some other shit. Nah,
crazy.
This must stop. Yeah, just like you could watch the whole Get Out movie and see, you know, all the symbolic things that they were putting up and all the crazy. Like, you wouldn't even think. So imagine, what did they think, that nobody was going to see that? That's so obvious. White is purity. Come on. That's what they said, right? Something
mm-hmm.
like that. Get the fuck out of here.
Get out of here. Let's move on to this children's book that's coming out, and it's about Santa Claus. Good old Saint Nick. But this story has a different twist to it, because Santa Claus is not only black, but Santa Claus is gay and black.
Talking about reaching for the stars, honey. They was really reaching with this one. They getting out of control.
Jeez.
Why you gotta fuck everything up all the time? Just leave this Santa Claus story alone.
Like,
unbelievable.
Santa Claus is a gay black man in a same-sex interracial marriage in this book.
Unbelievable.
Who's their intended audience, you ask? Couples and new families who are looking to begin their own kinds of holiday traditions. Some people even believe that Santa Claus is just your parents, which would mean that there are many interpretations of Santa Claus, as there are different kinds of families. But again, this is only a theory, because Santa Claus is real, and we have written a book about him. That's what the author said.
That's crazy.
Would you, I don't know who would get this book for their kids. Would you get this book?
No. It's supposed to be, like, at the end of the day. Why change it up?
You're chopping up.
I would want my child to have the same type of Santa Claus storyline I had. Period.
I think for the same reason a lot of people don't let their kids watch, like, Empire and stuff like that, or any of these other TV shows that has, like, gay storyline.
It's not even about
line.
The gay part.
I,
it's not even
I,
about
that's
the gay
what
part.
I think
we already had those talks. Well, my daughter's a teenager, so we already had those talks. So, like, but if she was a child, like, well, she's a child, but if she was a baby, a little one, no, I still would not let her read that. I still wouldn't tell her about that. Like, she's an innocent child. Why does she have to know about that? Come on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think the same reason why people are not letting their kids watch certain shows is the same reason why they wouldn't get their kids this book.
Well, that's not a show that a little shorty should be watching anyway. So, you
yeah.
know, at the end of the day, there was a lot of stuff that I wouldn't allow my daughter to watch. There was a lot of stuff my mother wouldn't allow me to watch. Like, I wasn't allowed to watch Menace to Society. Like, you know, so
yeah,
I understand, but no, I would not. She can read that when she get older, but no.
Yeah. Last but not least, before we, I want to play this song, Baby, and then we're gonna play get into What Blows My after that. But last but not least is the Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. Remember, we spoke about this a couple weeks ago. the movie that Oprah Winfrey is going to be in. Were you here that week?
Probably not.
I thought you were. But anyway, long story short, she is playing the daughter of Henrietta Lacks, who back in the 60s, I believe it was, she had her organs taken without her family's permission.
Right.
And so they doing this whole story on that situation, shedding light on it, which is a good thing. But what's not so good is the family is saying that Oprah and HBO mm-hmm. is taking advantage of her. Of them, I should say. Her cells is what they took without the family knowing. But the family is saying not only are they making money using my mother's name, they're telling people they're supporting us and they're not. It's embarrassing, and when we try to raise money for our foundation or to help our family, people say, you don't need money, you're rich. Oprah and HBO gave you all that money. Johns Hopkins paid for college, and they're saying none of that is true.
Wow.
And they said, and now people ask them for money, and not only is it bad, they can't help their family, they can't even help others. And going on, he said, it feels very racist. He said, if Rebecca Skloot, who is the writer of the book that they're turning into this movie, they said if she can present the family as poor and uneducated, she can present herself as a spokesperson for the family and make money and promote herself off her lies. It makes a better story if we're poor and dumb. He said, it's bad enough John Hopkins took advantage of us. Now Oprah, Rebecca, and HBO are doing the same thing. They're no better than the people they say they hate. Yikes.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I heard a little bit about the story, but I don't think I was here that day. So, but that's crazy.
So the publishing company that released the book released a statement following these claims, and he said Rebecca Skloot's critically acclaimed and prize-winning book, The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks, is a meticulously researched and reported work of independent journalism that we have been proud to publish and that we fully stand by. But that doesn't really address the fact that the family feels like they're being taken advantage of.
Right.
I don't really think it has anything to do with Oprah, though, because at the end of the day, she's just starring in it. She may be producing, co-producing something, but they're doing it based off this book, so I feel like
maybe it's the author, yeah. It's
that's
the author.
Who, yeah, they should have the real issue with them on, so.
Maybe people, I don't know, maybe it'll be both in due time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, some people have to go after one in order to go after the other. So maybe, who knows, but we'll find out. The story will pan out soon.
Yep. April 22nd is when you guys can check out this movie on HBO. That's in a few weeks, 2 weeks. Alright, let's get into this song, Baby, featuring Justine Dustin, who we just played her song. And when we come back, we're gonna get into what blows my, the part of the show where you say what gets under your skin, what irks your nerves. Hollywood and Friends, Hampton Blue Radio.
Baby, think about you all the time. make for the big chair, and only in your underwear. A piece of two, a two-piece, or whatever it might be. Body all crazy, like that shit was made for you. And I don't wanna be creepy, watching from this deep, so I make my way to you. What's your name, what's your sign, yada yada, next. What's your number, hit go mine, yada yada, next. In your body I will bless. Let me get the life vest. With a body like that, shit I can tell is wet. Baby, baby, but baby, 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 but baby, 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 but 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 baby, baby.
Hollywood.com. The mixtape is called Mevum. That was me featuring Justine Garson.
Yeah, that was a nice one.
Let's get ready
too.
To get into, thank you, what blows mind. It's the part of the show we say we can send our skin works on nerves and all that good stuff. Let's get that theme music popping off. Hey.
Let me tell you what blows my mind. I'm about to say
646-716-8544. Everybody shut up. What blows mine? The part of the show, like I said, where we say what gets under our skin, what irks our nerves. What have you seen, bruh? Really? 646-716-85. Excuse me. 8544 or press 1 if you happen to be on the line already. Miss Judy, why not? Since you were
blows my
late.
That's exactly what I was going to say. What blows my when I'm late. And you always got to announce it and shit. Like, we already know I'm late. Damn, like. We already know I'm late. Like, you got to announce it. And you just blow mine again because you just announced it again. Like, who the fuck is you? As long as it takes you to do everything, you going to stay here and announce that I'm late? Nigga, you late for everything.
Listen, it's not about me right now. It's about you.
Sure. Blow mine.
Crazy, crazy. Yo, what blows mine is Snapchat filters sometimes. like,
what about them?
I don't care. I don't mind if a person uses filters, like, but there's this one person I know who used this one, the one same filter on every picture, and it's kind of like we get it, like we know that that's a filter, but like, why you gotta use it? Usually you see people use it on every other one, or they'll switch it up. They'll put the roses on their heads one day, they'll put the doll face another day. But this person used the same one, you know, the one that's like the airbrush one. So they use the same
one. Yeah, I like the airbrush
in every single picture. Like, is this, do you think this is you? Like, and then they post it on Instagram, like, this is, hey, new look, new, like, but it's crazy, only because it's literally the same, and I'm going to show you the person I'm talking about, Paige, and it's literally, if they're public, but it's literally every single picture.
You know, that's so funny.
Like, shit blows my mind. Like, I know you. I know what you look like.
Oh, God, my stomach. Yeah, that's so funny.
Oh, man.
That blows yours.
Yeah, it blows mine.
You know what blows mine? When guys be like, what? Send me a picture. Be like, okay, you just send them a picture of anything. Like, you said
right? Anything.
I saw a meme that said, send me a picture of you and your bra. They put a bra and they put a picture of themselves inside the bra and took the picture.
Right.
Yo, but I hate that. Like, send me a picture. Come on. Send me some pictures. I want to see that ass. Like, what? What makes you think? If I wanted to send you a picture, you wouldn't have to ask me to send you a picture.
Right.
So I obviously don't want to send you a picture. No, why don't you send me a picture of your dick? Why don't you do that? Was that too much? Oh, come on. Like, no, come on. And then it's always the ones with the little shanks that want to be like, oh, I don't do that. if you tell a guy to send a picture of his Johnson and he says he doesn't do that, that means it's little. Because anybody with a little bit of length would be more than happy to throw it out there.
Lock the door. Lock the door.
Bang.
You remember that?
Right?
From,
try to lock, no, nigga try to lock down his slot. Here, look at my joint.
Yo, you remember
that
dope?
If nigga say he don't do that, that means he don't got nothing.
Yeah, I could agree with that. But the comedy show where the guy was like, I think, was it the Queen of Comedy? I can't remember. One of them shits, but the lady was talking about, like, similar to what you were saying, and she was reversing it, like, yo, what if we just told all the guys ahead to whip their dicks out? And she said, look at y'all, scared right now. And then she was like, well, there's always that one big, big motherfucker in the audience, like, lock the door. Lock the door. Do you remember that?
No.
I think it was Queens of Comedy. But that made me think of that when you just said that. It's hilarious.
Yep.
Oh, man. Yo, last call for alcohol. Anybody listening, press 1 right now. Let us know what blows yours. 646-716-8544 is the number to call. You got something else?
What blows mine? Nah, I don't know. I can't think of nothing right now because that still got me tight. You know, matter of fact, you know what blows mine? I said this before, like, when you trying to park and somebody just walking by and then they're trying to help you park, like, you don't know what the fuck you're doing. Nigga, who got the license, me or you? Who the one in the car driving
who
doing this every day, me or you? Like, you walking, you trying to stop and help. So, the other day, I was helping my sister food shop and stuff, so we had a lot of stuff. And, you know, BJ's, you don't get bags, so we had to, you know, play Tetris and box everything up the right way in the shopping cart, so... I'm struggling to the building, using every part of my body that I can.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Because I'm not trying to take that second trip back.
Right.
So I get to the elevator. I'm telling my sister, move, just let me do it. I want to feel like I did it by myself. As soon as I get to the elevator, this old man come out the elevator and want to take the shopping cart and help me. Ain't nobody asked for your help, old nigga.
You can't even be gentleman anymore.
Nah, get out of here. I want to do this myself.
Yo, I know exactly what you mean, though, and the same thing happened to me a few weeks ago. We went to BJ's, and the same shit, like, got to walk, like, 1 mile per hour to the building just so nothing won't drop.
You know what I'm talking about. You know them cracks right there at the edge of the, like, sidewalk?
Yeah.
It's the worst part.
You got to be extra careful there. Then you just go straight.
Word. So I was like, nah, get out of here. When you don't want the help, they come and help. Annoying.
Hilarious.
Anyway, yeah. Get out of here.
Anyway, Facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends Radio. Hollywood and Friends, at Hollywood and Friends on Instagram. Yo, we getting a lot of love on the from the last podcast we did, the video one about the what do you call it, the is there age limit on hoeing?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious though. But you guys can check that out on Instagram and Facebook if you missed it.
You gotta tag me too,
Stacey.
I gotta see
for editing that. Oh yeah. Wait, I thought I did though.
I probably did, but you tagged me to a lot, so I want a fresh, recent tag.
Fresh.
I
want
to look for it.
What happened? What they thought? I can't get that song out of my head.
I know.
Let people know where they can find it.
My daughter was like, this is weird. Because I was breaking, and she was like, well, this is weird.
What happened? What they thought? Let the people know where they can find you, though.
Miss Judy, MissJUudy on Instagram. Judy Pierre on Facebook when I decide to activate it again. Judy Pie on.
See, that's why.
Snapchat.
Well, go ahead, finish. I'm going to let you finish first.
Judy Pie on Snapchat. And here on Sunday at the same time.
That's why when I tried to tag you, it didn't work. I forgot you deactivated your shit.
Yeah, I couldn't take it anymore.
On Facebook. At I Am Hollywood everywhere. At I Am Hollywood NY on Snapchat, though. And IamHollywood.com. Follow at Hampton Blue and at Hampton Blue Network. No E on the blue. And about to get out here and enjoy this nice spring-like finally weather. About to push like 80 degrees this week in New York. No, that's big for us.
Right.
Big. Let's get out of here, though. Happy Palm Sunday. Check you out next time. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Deuces.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, yeah.
Travel down the road and back again.
Hey, so we started from the bottom, now we're here, girl. Oh, yeah. This is my butt right here. Hallelujah.